because of some calamity, some hardship, some affliction that has afflicted a person. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا بُدَّ فَاعِلًا. If you have to do something, you're in such a constraint, such difficulties, you want to say something, you want to make dua, then you should make this dua. فَلْيَقُلْ اللَّهُمَّ أَحْيِنِي مَا كَانَتِ الْحَيَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me to live, cause me to live, so long as life is good for me. وَتَوَفَّنِي إِذَا كَانَتِ الْوَفَادُ خَيْرًا لِي. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cause me to die, cause me to leave this world when passing away is good for me. Muttafaqun alayh. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are making tafweez, that in Allah Pak's knowledge is what is best for me. So I'm not deciding for myself. Oh Allah, if it's good for me, you make it happen. You make me leave this world. So therefore, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ulama also explained that when a person is making dua for shahadat, there is no problem. Here this is just talking about some type of death because of some affliction, some hardship, some difficulty. When a person makes dua for shahadat, then there is no problem. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would make this beautiful dua. Allahumma rizqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulika sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me shahadat in your path, out in your path. What a beautiful dua. And also at the same time, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cause my death to be in Madinah Sharif. So a person is getting the best of both worlds. One is his mort is coming in Madinah Sharif, such a beautiful place. And at the same time he's passing away as a shaheed. So therefore when a person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shouldn't feel shy. He should ask for the best. Nothing is beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the end, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's got both. At the time of Fajr, he's just leading the Salah. At that time, he gets stabbed in Salah. So he got Shahadat, and at the same time, he got Shahadat in Madinah Sharif, in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, when we make dua, we shouldn't feel shy. We should ask what we want to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, an Qais ibn Hazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qal, dakhalna ala Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, na'uduhu wa qadiktawa sab'a kayyatina. فقال إن أصحابنا الذين سلفوا مضوا ولم تنقصهم الدنيا. Hazrat Qais ibn Abi Hazim rahmatullah alayhi, he was not a sahabi, he was a tabi. He's saying that we went, dakhalna ala Khabbab ibn al-Arat, we went to visit Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he had been cauterized 7 times, branded, cauterized 7 times. فقال, in this condition also, look at the words of sahaba. They were so conscious. These words didn't just slip out of the mouth. I wish I was dead. It would be better for me to have passed away. I'm in this condition. But they were so conscious of what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had told them. Even in the latter moments of their life, they remembered the words and they practiced upon the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So he's saying, Inna ashabana alladhina salafu madhu walam tanqusuhumu dunya. Those sahaba that had passed us, preceded us, they had lived in this world, and the dunya did not decrease from their rewards. Now he's worried in this case, is what is our rewards in akhirat. They lived in this world. What he meant is they lived in this world. They didn't benefit much from the world. They didn't have much worldly possessions. So they're going to get the full reward of what they did in akhirat. Allah Pak will reward them full from there in akhirat, because they didn't take any reward in this dunya. وَإِنَّا أَصَبْنَا مَا لَا نَجِدُ لَهُ مَوْضِعًا إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. And we, as Khabab radiallahu anhu is saying, we've got so much that there's no place for what we got except in the soil. Now there's 2 explanations for this. Ulama explained that either it must be hidden in the soil out of fear that people will steal whatever they've got in terms now of the booty and treasures that they've got. One is that out of fear that it will get stolen. Or that this wealth they've got now, the only thing they can really do, the wealth, is spend it on property. So property is built on soil. So like how we find today, so many people are just spending and spending lavishly on homes, on buildings, on different properties. So he's saying that the only thing we could do with this wealth now is spend it on soil, spend it on building, or either hiding the wealth. وَلَوْلَا أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَهَانَا أَن نَدْعُو بِالْمَوْتِ لَدَعُوتُ بِهِ. And now he's reminiscing and he's saying that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't prevent us from making dua for maut, I would have made dua that I also pass away. ثُمَّ أَتَيْنَاهُ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. They went to visit him on another occasion. وَهُوَ يَبْنِي حَائِطًا لَهُ. And at this time he was building a wall. When they went to see him, he was building a wall by his house. وقال إن المسلم لا يؤجر في كل شيء ينفقه إلا في شيء يجعله في هذا التراب. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, he saying, Hazrat Khabbab is relating. Sahaba were like this. They'll do something. Somebody comes. They'll narrate to them. They'll explain to them. They'll share what they've got with them. They won't keep quiet about it. Number one. Number two is also they'll feel bad. They'll feel sorry that what we are doing and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam expected us to do, they will feel sorry and they'll feel bad about it. So now he's building one wall in his house. That's all he's doing. Not building a big mansion. But he's telling them, he said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us that a Muslim will be rewarded for whatever he spends money on, except what he spends on the turab, on the sand, on building. What he spends on buildings that he doesn't need, he just spends for showing off, and he spends on things that he doesn't need, just to impress people. He's putting money on this, on part of the building, he's doing this, he's making this look extravagant, and he's making that part look so that people can praise him. So this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, a person is not getting any reward for spending there. Whereas where he spends on other avenues, on genuine needs, there a person will get reward. There was an incident I'd like to share with you, as the Mufti Sahib. We were doing the hadith bab under the chapter of Huququl Babun fi Huquqil Mal, the chapter on the rights of wealth. So that hadith, we did it previously also. The hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned when they were out with Sahaba on Safar, that man kana indahu fadlu zahrin falyaud ala man la zahra lah, that whoever has extra and extra conveyance, he should give it and he should share it with that person that doesn't have a conveyance. وَمَنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ فَضْلُ زَادٍ فَلْيَعُدْ بِهِ عَلَى مَنْ لَا زَادَ لَهُ, that person that has got extra provisions, he should spend it and he should share it with that person that doesn't have any provisions. حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ لَا حَقَّ لِأَحَدِنَا هَذَا فِي الْفَضْلِ, until we felt أَنَّهُ لَا حَقَّ لِأَحَدٍ مِنَّا فِي الْفَضْلِ, that we felt that now none of us can keep anything extra. We shouldn't be keeping anything extra because it is not correct for us to keep anything extra. This is what we felt. So he says that today there is a very common thing known as a show kitchen, where people want to have one kitchen, they keep it for doing work, and one kitchen is just a show kitchen in the house. And like that, a person has one car that he uses, and one car is only for Sundays, it's a show car. So he keeps it. So then he explained that there was a woman, Hazrat Sayyid Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, his wife, so she was a very pious woman. So one day he was explaining to Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he had a very close ta'alluq with him. So he was telling him that this wife of mine, he was praising her. So Mufti Sahib said, I had such a good ta'alluq with him. I told him, you got married again now. Why are you still talking about the first wife so much? What was so good about her? So she said, she replied, إِنَّهَا كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ, that this woman was of a superior nature. She was one of a kind. So then he explained, he said that once there was a bus that came from Cape Town. It was about 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And she had a very small kitchen at home. There was no such thing as a show kitchen. Kitchen at home was very small, but the hearts were very big. So what this, Hazrat Sayyid Sahib told his wife that there's a bus, a jamaat that is, it was 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. She woke up with a smile. There was no frown on her face, no sign or display of any type of disapproval. Happily at that time in her kitchen, she prepared a few dishes and they served it to those people that had come late part of the night. So with that ikhlas and that sincerity, perhaps, which I mentioned this in this hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif, that when she had passed away, her daughter saw her mother in the dream. That she is in Jannat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her exclusive kitchen. Exclusive kitchen. Now, because she had that quality in her, that she all the time she used that kitchen in this dunya for, forget, people forget. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forget what a person does. Imagine this woman had that lone part of the night, she has done it. And because of her ikhlas and her sincerity, today also we are remembering her khairat and her goodness that she had done. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us all the reward. So this hadith we did today also is explaining the same thing. That the person is just going to spend and spend on these things that he doesn't need. There is no reward at all for him. Rather we use what we've got with the correct reasons and the correct purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.